In this part of the test, I'd like you each to talk on your own for about 2 minutes. You should listen to what your partner says, because I'll ask you to comment afterwards. John, I'm going to show you a card. There is a question written on the card, and I'd like you to give us your opinions. There are also some ideas on the card, and you can use them if you want to. So, here is your card, John, and here's a copy for you to look at, Karen. Don't forget, John, you have about 2 minutes to talk before we join in.
I think there are many ways in which an individual's personal freedom can be threatened. There are, of course, the usual social pressures to conform, to fit in, even though society these days is far more tolerant of difference. Also, there are prejudices against certain groups of people, especially minorities, which erode their freedom to live on equal terms with the majority. As far as living in a big town or city is concerned, I suppose with the rise in the crime rate, muggings, burglaries and so on, you do feel unsafe at times, and that there are certain places you can't go or things you can't do because it might be dangerous. Having that thought in mind all the time does inhibit you in some way. Another thing is to counter the rise in crime. We have surveillance cameras or closed-circuit TV everywhere. Now, this might put some people's minds at rest, but I find it intrusive. I can see the point. In some places, security is very important. You know, banks and shops and other places where there is valuable property. But you even find them in places where, it seems to me, they're not necessary. I don't like the idea of living my whole life on camera. And to a certain extent, it prevents people from behaving naturally. When it comes to computers, we all think that they have given us greater freedom in certain ways. Easy access to information, emails, and so on. But I think some people become prisoners of their computers. However, there's more to it than that. It's not difficult for people to invade your privacy when all your personal information and details are kept on computer. Besides, the police or some other government agency has all our details on record. And if they want more, they can just access our personal computers. That, to me, is a terrible invasion of privacy and an erosion of personal liberty. On the whole, I think there are a lot of subtle pressures in modern society that threaten personal freedom. Most of them hidden, and some which we take for granted, not realizing how they can be turned against us.
Do you agree with John?
I agree with everything John has said, but would add that it's not just the police or the authorities who can hack into your computer. Almost anybody can, if they know how, and it's not difficult to learn. This means not only a threat to your freedom, but to your identity, because someone can go around pretending to be you, spending your money, and things like that. Also, I think that unless you have a criminal record, there's no need to worry about having your personal details on record. It's just to speed things up.
Thank you.